26. Old man. Artigan Truax awoke to the sound of voices in the darkness. Two of them, conferring in hushed tones from a place he couldn't see. At first, he wasn't even sure they were real. The floor beneath him was cold and hard. He didn't know how long he'd been lying here. The pain in his leg, or what remained of it, was playing tricks with time, stretching it out while it sucked him in and out of consciousness. He was shaking and trembling, spasms that only made the agony more intense. His forehead was blazing with fever. Through cracked lips, he forced the words, "Where am I?" He wasn't sure if he'd actually spoken aloud, although he must have, because the two inmates stopped their conversation and peered down at him. Neither of them was human, he saw. One was an Aquilish, the other a Twi'lek, the one that the other prisoners called Zero.
"You shouldn't push yourself, Artigan,"
the Aquilish said. Its words came out as a series of barks, but Artigan, who'd spent more than enough time among such species, fighting for credits, mentally translated the words into basic.
"You need rest. You're badly hurt, and you really can't afford to make it worse than it already is."
Artigan tried to move and felt the pain explode back through the hastily bandaged stump of his leg. The entire lower half of his body felt like it was on fire.
"Water!" he croaked. "Need a drink!"
"When you were in Medbay,"
the Aqualish continued,
"you said some things to that Zabrak that you probably shouldn't have."
He paused.
"Information about Mr. Radik. Certain details that you really shouldn't have shared. We can agree on that, can't we?"
"Radik?"
Artigan just stared up at him, stranded somewhere between shock and disbelief.
"Those guards wanted to kill you and your son on the spot for your escape attempt."
The Aqualish continued and glanced over at Zero.
"Now, it's true that Mr. Radik was able to protect you from being terminated."
Artigan said nothing. "But his protection won't last forever," the Twi'lek said. "We need to know what you told the Zabrak, Artigan. Details. And please be as specific as possible."
"I just told him..."
"Yes?" The old man opened his mouth and closed it again.
"Where is my son?"
The Aqualish and the Twi'lek exchanged a glance.
"Yes, your son,"
the Aqualish said.
"Perhaps he might be able to help us with our questions."
"No!"
The old man shook his head.
"Leave him alone! Leave him out of it!"
From somewhere inside the prison, the alarms began to sound.